This is All Things Considered on North Carolina Public Radio. I'm Catherine Brond. In Durham today, Research Triangle Park made a big announcement. The park has purchased 100 acres of what it calls prime property. The plan is to build RTP's first mixed-use development, which will include businesses, restaurants, and housing. Our Leonita Inge was at the announcement. She's here to give us the details. Hi, Leonita.
Hi, Catherine.
All right, so this is the biggest expansion for RTP in years. What exactly is it costing, and what are they getting for it?
Well, you know, the Research Triangle Foundation, they've been working and thinking about this for years, but in the last few weeks, they spent relatively $17 million on this new project, and it's going to be called Park Center. And Bob Giolis is the president and CEO of the foundation, and he was really excited today because they actually, I think, purchased that last piece of property, closed on about 70 acres just last week. But that all came together in the past few weeks. You all have been moving pretty fast and spending a lot of money.
Yes, but we believe it's important to move fast. The people of North Carolina are counting on us to move quickly. We've got a lot of challenges ahead, and we want to make sure we meet them. And the money we're spending, it's an investment. It's an investment in the people of North Carolina and in faith and the future of our great state.
So speaking of the future, Leonita, RTP has been talking about a mixed-use growth like this for some time. Why now?
Well, why not now? The folks at RTP, you know, they've been noticing growth in other pockets of this state and all over the country. And the one thing that's said over and over again, that a lot of these incubators want young, vibrant people, and these people want to live where they work. I spoke with Congressman David Price. Just about everybody was there. It was standing room only for this announcement. And I did ask him, I said, is it time for this or is it past time for this? And he didn't want to go there with the past time, but he just said that he's glad that the foundation was, you know, really stepping up the need for this revitalization and that it would be wonderful for the park. And, you know, we always saw those big rolling hills at, you know, at RTP. That's what we think about. But he says that's not the future. So still there'll be big companies on maybe the edges, the fringes of the park. But he says there was much need for a burst of innovation and energy. And again, young minds, you know, they want to come to the park. They don't want it to look like their granddaddy's park. They want it to look like a new, cool park. So I guess this is a perfect time to put your money where your mouth is and to revitalize and revamp and make this a new and welcoming place.
Well, it sounds like, Leonita, this is actually going to be even a new branding, perhaps, of the park.
Very much so. One thing that was said over and over, they don't want to be held to anything just now. They're at the beginning stages. It'll be maybe 4 to 6 months before some real final plans start rolling out. But one of the first things those plans will include is housing. And the housing will include, you know, apartments and townhouses. They were very clear that it will not be single family homes. So not just for scientists, you know, they want artists to move here and all sorts of people to make it a more vibrant scene in this part of the country. And of course, you know, we think of Silicon Valley and we think of parts of the Boston corridor in that area near MIT. And there's a lot of competition out there. But Giolis with the foundation, he said the competition is worldwide.
All right. Getting a pretty big facelift then. So obviously, eventually this will likely create more than a couple of new jobs, right?
Well, that's the goal. If you have a place where people want to go, the jobs will follow. And one thing they said that based on the amount of space that they've acquired, that's the first phase, that 100 acres, you know, along I-40. But by the time, you know, they finish with all of this, there'll be space for about 100,000 new jobs. Now, these aren't just scientists and research type jobs. It'll be the people who work in the restaurants and people who work at some of the smaller startup companies. And then again, that is part of the trend to instead of the big IBMs that are out there now, that a lot of the new wave of business will be much smaller and hopefully will create tens of thousands of jobs in coming years.
All right. Leonita Inge is WUNC's Changing Economy reporter talking about the newest expansion at Research Triangle Park. Thanks so much, Leonita.
Thank you.